Big Ben here from WST Podcast. We're going to look forward to week 5 as well as look back at week 4 for what we're calling the Western Standard 6. That's the 6 teams that we care about. We're going to cover the Raiders, the Rams, the Chargers, the Cardinals, the Niners, as well as my Hawks, how they did this week, as well as what you can look forward to next week. If you have any comments, you want to come on the show, email us at wstpodcastshow@gmail.com. That's wstpodcastshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, wst_podcastshow on both Instagram and Twitter. We welcome your comments. Me and Kay Wynn break down week 4 as well as week 5. The matchups coming up for our Western Standard 6 right now. Hey, we cover 6 teams. We need a name for those 6 teams.
The West Coast 6. It's not original at all.
That's not original at all. We'll come back to that.
The Western Standard 6.
I like that. The Western Standard 6. All right, let's get into it. It was a tough week, K-Win.
Yes, it was.
2-4 overall. I think the first time we've gone sub-500 from the 6 teams we cover. Sitting at 14-10 overall for those 6 teams. Do you want to name them again?
We've got the Rams, the Chargers, the Raiders, the Seahawks, the Cardinals, and my Niners. And that was Cardinals.
All right, let's get into week 4 recap. Let's start out in Seattle, in Miami. I watched a lot of this game, and it seemed like, you know, usually the Hawks travel well to East Coast games. It seemed like they were asleep at the wheel for the first, and it seemed like the defense, honestly, has been asleep at the wheel the entire season, but especially in this game. They are allowing the most yards, I think, by about 30 yards a game.
It's 500 total yards. They're giving up most of that in passing.
That is horrible. Fitzmagic threw to Devontae Parker whenever he wanted, and Devontae Parker was only on the field like half the game. They only had one sack. Maybe am I right in that? In that entire
your boy
game,
Jamal Adams didn't play.
No pressures. We need Jamal back. But the good coming out of that game, K-Win, we're 4-0 still. The only team in the NFC West still 4-0. And I will say David Moore has emerged as a solid number 3 wide receiver. That catch, the sideline, touchdown. If you had him on your fantasy team, I think he went for 4-94 and a touchdown. Good pickup for him. Chris Carson looked good on the ground, averaged 5 yards a carry, 2 TDs for him. Russ didn't cook all that much this game. He didn't need to be honest. Miami, it was just one of those games. I feel like we sleepwalked through. The defense still has a lot of holes. I mean, giving up 500 yards, I think, to any other team that we play at this point in the season, they would have lost. But thankfully, we're playing in Miami. What'd you see?
I saw that Russ was not danger Russ. He threw for 2 TDs, 1 interception, lowest QBR ranking of the season at 68. And last week, you said Russ needed to throw 65 interceptions to have a lower QBR than Carson Wentz. You could triple that number and he still would have a better QBR ranking than my boy Nick Mullins on the Niners, who we'll get into later.
Whoa!
Wow. And
I believe you lost a bet to me. Didn't you? No. Maybe I lost a bet to you.
I tried to jinx your Seahawks.
And it didn't work.
Yeah, you didn't respond to my text all Sunday.
My question to you, to wrap up the Seahawks, are they a Super Bowl contender?
Absolutely.
All right. Leave it at that. Let's go to the Chargers. J-Mo's Chargers.
Yeah.
J-Mo's got how many teams? 3? USC, 3 teams. Chargers.
Dodgers.
All right. So you called it a lock for the Bucs. Early on, it didn't look so.
I know.
Pick 6 by Brady.
Ooh, yeah.
You thought baby A-Bear was going to get his first win, but it didn't happen. So they're out to a 21-7 lead. I think Brady hit the smelling salts at halftime or something.
He had to.
To be honest, Eckler, here's the thing about the Chargers. Eckler went down. The running game became non-existent. I think there were 16 carries between Justin Jackson and Joshua Kelly that amounted to 20 yards. So A-Bear is being asked as a rookie to do everything in that game. It didn't happen. what did you see in this game? And more importantly, what do you see going forward for the Chargers? They're banged up. I think they have something like 12 starters potentially injured. So,
so for this game, it was the tale of two halves and the tale of two decades. We got Brady, born in the 70s, 43. And then we've got Herbert, born in the 90s, 98, 23. And what I learned, you got to respect your elders. Herbert came out fast. He came out quick. I thought the game was over. J-Mo and I were on vacation in Ohio. I'm like, let's go bike down, get some margaritas. Let's have some fun. We dilly-dally. By the time we get down and I have my first margarita, Brady is kneeling down. The game is over. I mean, he threw three touchdowns in the second half. They look like a different team after he hit the smelling salt. And Herbert now has the job moving forward. Anthony Lynn announced him, no matter what happens, he's the starting QB moving forward, which I think is a good thing. But the Chargers are in rebuild mode.
Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse. And I think I saw a comment that the Chargers have lost every game that they've lost by only one score. So it's similar Chargers. If you look at Phillip Rivers, does he give you much more? But I think what we'll see out of Hebert is at least some building blocks. And Eckler going down. Who knows? Kelly had a key fumble, I believe, close on the goal line that didn't help them at all. I mean, the Chargers are never a first-half team, and I think we're seeing that same storyline this year. Zona only put up 262 yards of total offense. Cliff Kingsbury, you're sitting in a house. You got an amazing house in Scottsdale. You came from Texas Tech, where you're putting up big yards, but yet you got Kyler Murray only averaging 4.3 yards a pass. How does that happen in that offense? Drizzy Drake hasn't got it going. He's a bust, borderline bust, if you got him on your fantasy team. And the Cardinals offense was only on the field a third of the game. It's like, you know, we talked about it with Jess Root. You can't get him off the field. But yet I feel like Kyler's not being put in a possession or position where he can make big plays. Christian Kirk got a garbage touchdown. Kyler threw for three TDs, but 144 yards through the air is – it's not a winning proposition. Where's Cliff's vaunted offense? And you still see the Cards as a potential playoff team.
I still think they are a potential playoff team. Hopkins was a non-factor. He didn't practice for most of last week with a foot injury. He only had 41 yards. So you would think naturally they would either throw to Kirk or they would load up on the running game. But Drizzy Drake has been tweeting more with fans than running down the field and scoring touchdowns and racking up yards after a catch or yards from scrimmage. I think they got to get back to the basics, RPO, hand the ball to Drizzy, have Kyler run a little bit, and then hopefully Hopkins will get better. If not, throw it to Larry Legend, and you know what? Get this offense back on track.
Is Larry making 11 mil this year? Did Jess say that right?
I believe so.
Jeez, for that per reception so far, I think he's making a million per reception to date. NFL. All right. If you watch the red zone, you probably saw a total of 1 minute of this game. By the way, they said that I'm going to miss this, but this may have been the most boring game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because you.
Until the end, when you saw the fight between Ramsey and Tate, that was the only action I saw all game.
Exactly. Snooze fest. Cooper Kupp, Eastern Washington Eagle comes up big with a 55-yard TD. But this was absolutely snooze fest. Give me the background that you know. On the Golden Tate, Moneybags Ramsey, little fiasco there.
So Ramsey, according to my sources, which is the internet and Google, Ramsey has two kids with Golden Tate's sister, and the relationship, they weren't married, the relationship ended on a sour note. And with that sour note, supposedly he left her for a girl who works in the entertainment industry in Las Vegas. And Tate was not happy about how things happen and the public relationship. So it was fisticuffs.
So who comes out better on this side? Because what I saw was Ramsey form tackle Tate. And if I know Tate from the Hawks, he's a homely guy, you know. And from what I saw in the outcome, it looks like Ramsey might have came out on top.
Ramsey and the Rams came out on top.
All right. Looks like the Bills... Okay, when this is how I mount this. Bills-Raiders game. You and I are at a conference, sales conference. we're out with our buddies, people we don't see all the time. We're in Vegas. And one guy says, hey, I'm done for the night. I'm going to go out. We look, we're like, yeah, right. We're sticking around. We have 3 to 4 more cocktails. And we wake up the next morning, hazy, can't even understand what's going on in the PowerPoint in front of us.
I'm eating cookies and coffee for breakfast just to stay awake.
Yeah, this guy went to the gym in the morning. He is showing up ready to go. He's got his iced coffee. And that's how I feel like the Bills left the bar early, actually showed up in this game, and Gruden and the Raiders weren't able to pull it out. To be honest, there's one person the Raiders miss most, and it's a rookie wideout, which is the weirdest thing to me. Henry Ruggs, you don't have that downfield threat. You got Renfrow and Waller putting up decent numbers, but that's all. The safeties aren't scared. They're packing the box. They see the handoff to Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs hasn't been the same Josh Jacobs in that week one where he scored 3 TDs. So my question to you, are the Bills this good, or do the Raiders just miss an opportunity?
If Vegas can't slow down Josh Allen and the high-scoring Bills, I don't know what can. They avoided the vices in Vegas and the West Coast trap game. I think the Bills are legit. They've got Allen. They've got Beasley. They've got Diggs. They've got Singletary. They even got Zach Moss, who's hurt. They don't even have to rush him back into the game. I think the Bills are legit. I think the Raiders, to your point, they miss that downfield threat because they're loading the box and Jacobs can't do anything and Carr is just throwing screen passes like he's Jared Goff. So the Raiders, they've got to turn it around because they've lost 2 straight now. The Bills, they're flying high.
I mean, no one circles the wagons, but I think the Raiders also miss one guy that's 37 years old, older than I am, and he's Richie Incognito. He's a guy, a force on the offensive line, and I think Jacobs, since Richie going out, hasn't been the same guy. All right, the return of Kittle, we'll get here. 15 catches, yes. 183 yards, a touchdown, and a losing cause for the Niners. Mullins got picked off twice, fumbled once, sacked 4 times.
CJ QBR rating, 13.
13. C.J. Beathard looked like Tom Brady out there after seeing Mullins. That was bad. That was bad. K-Win, your Niners receivers, and we talked about this with K-Boogie. Samuel, Bourne, and Ayuk combined for 8 receptions and 96 yards. So you have Kittle putting up close to beyond half of the receiving yards.
Yeah.
What sort of speech are you giving to that wide receiver group, and where does Shanahan go from here in terms of offense?
I'm telling them, hang in there. Jimmy G's back. He practiced the last 2 games. We're going to start throwing the ball. If Jimmy G has a setback, you know what? You're going to be blockers this week because there's no way we're throwing it. We're just running the ball every single down, or we're throwing screen passes to Kittle. So the Niners need Jimmy G, and they need their running game, and hopefully both return this weekend because it was ugly.
Mozart and Garoppolo are said to be playing this week 5. We'll see. All right. Look back, 2-4. Not a great week for the West Coast teams. It was a little wild card, maybe outlandish bet for us to think that the Bills would lose to the Raiders, but I didn't see Carson Wentz. And we got a glimpse of Jalen Hurts. Yeah. So I think I won that bet.
You did win that bet. In one glimpse. Carson Wentz went from being booed in Philly to now being in first place. The Eagles are 1-2-1, and they're in first place in the NFC East, aka the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes division. They're all tanking.
All right, let's get into week 5. As we see it today, things are changing around scheduling, but we believe all these games will be played. So let's start with the Raiders. They go into Arrowhead, old AFC rivalry. I think this comes back to the day when you were wearing starter jackets. I was too. Like, you had to pick a team. I picked the Raiders early on. The Chiefs are a 12.5-point favorite at home. Some have talked about the Chiefs going undefeated. And the odd thing is, if you talk about MVPs right now, you're talking about Allen, talking about Russ. Dak's put up ungodly numbers. And then Mahomes is kind of forgot about because it seems like he's becoming LeBron of the NFL. Question is, do the Raiders have a shot in this game? And what would need to happen for Gruden to best Andy Reid in this game?
The Raiders have no shot. They've lost 2 games, and now it will be three as they go into Kansas City on Sunday. The Chiefs have allowed the third fewest points in the NFL, while the Raiders have allowed the 24th most points in the NFL. They're not slowing down Mahomes. This game's going to be over at halftime, and it's not going to be pretty. I got the Chiefs winning by three touchdowns.
Is that your lock?
That is my lock.
Okay. Okay. Win lock. Are you still in our survivor pool?
Yeah. I bought my way back in.
All right. Cards are out in New Jersey to play the Jets. Do you see the Jets montage around Sarah McLaughlin?
I did not.
So, you know, Sarah,
yeah,
you know, promotes saving pets. Oh, well, yeah. They actually had that same kind of, you can't call it voiceover, but song over Jets players just sitting there in demise as they went to 0-4. My question, does Frank Gore, one, retire after this game? Two, Joe Flacco is apparently playing this game. Does he retire after this game and say it's not worth it? And do you just see a mass exodus and Adam Gase is fired like Bill O'Brien got fired? Last question, any way the Cards lose this game?
Cards don't lose. Flacco does not retire quite yet. Gore still wants to rack up some rushing yards, so he's not going to retire yet. But the Jets are losing, and they're not going to fire their coach quite yet. The Cards are going to run all over them. Raheem Mostert for the Niners ran all over the Jets week one. This is Drizzy Drake's time. He's going to get the ball. He's going to run all over the Jets. When he's not running, Kyler's running. The Cardinals are going to win by two touchdowns.
Ooh, I would take that as a lock over your previous claim of the Chiefs, but
I don't know about the Cardinals on the road though.
Yeah, me. A little iffy. So the Rams are on the East Coast, and I heard this comment. I think the our primary division, the NFC West, has got the best out of conference matchups that you can possibly get in the NFL, because the Rams are going to the East Coast to take on the Washington Football Club, who Dwayne Haskins on a fourth and like 18 from his, you have to throw it towards the end zone. You have to. And I feel like Ron Riviera gave him a test. Like, let's see how intelligent this player is. And Dwayne failed miserably. Now he's sitting behind Kyle Allen and our guy, Alex Smith, who may work his way back into the NFL after a devastating injury, Cal Bear. I think Haskins finds his way to the XFL. And the Rams go 4-1. Who's going to emerge from the Rams backfield? Who are the Rams at this point? I feel like they have no identity. They just have a very soft schedule.
Extremely soft. Cam Akers is back, so they're going to run the ball. But you know what, Big Ben? You need to bring out the brooms. Sweep, sweep, sweep. The Rams are 3-1, and they're going to go to 4-1. And that will make them 4-0 against the NFC East this season. Whoever created the schedule, I don't know if it was Eric Dickerson or Jim Everett, they must be a Rams fan. The Rams beat Dallas in week one, Philly in week two, the Giants in week four, and they're going to beat the Washington football team in week five.
And the Rams are maybe the second best, third best team in this division. The NFC East is Jess Roots. Hot garbage. Yeah. Dumpster fire. Let's progress to a dumpster fire. Because you are right. Get your popcorn out, K-Win. You got a Sean McVay.
Anyways, Rams go to 4-1.
Down to T-12. All right, Dolphins are at Levi. Jimmy G's maybe back. Niners are a 9-point favorite. My question, I don't know, after seeing the Hawks play the Dolphins. Dolphins have some nice pieces. Is it Tui time for Miami? And who starts if Jimmy G isn't back?
So Shanahan won't say if Jimmy G's playing, and he also won't say who's the starter because he wants to surprise the Dolphins. But here's a little tidbit for you fans out there. Levi Stadium is going completely cashless once fans return. When will Jimmy G return? No one knows, but here's my prediction. The Niners quarterback, who we don't know who it will be, will not throw a touchdown. It will be all on the ground, and the Niners will win 17-7. No passing touchdowns because we're afraid of Nick Mullins throwing the ball. and whoever that guy with the beard is, CJ Beathard, is not
going to be
like Tom Brady this week.
So I think the reason Kittle actually put up so many yards is Beathard came in, and like Beathard's Iowa to Iowa combination. Go Hawkeyes.
Go Hawkeyes.
But you're saying that might be like a little tight end around type thing where he dives in the end zone? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Seahawks take on the Vikings. Sunday night football. Vikes getting their first win last week off against the Bill O'Brien-less now Texans. Jeez, that's Texans.
They should have fired him after that offseason trade.
Oh my gosh. How bad was that? So you fire a GM and coach in one fell swoop. Texans are dismal. But Seahawks take on the Vikings. This used to be somewhat of a rivalry. If you're a Seahawks fan, you go back to the Blair Walsh kick. Wide left, Seahawks continue in the playoffs. Hawks have 20-plus players on the injury report. And the defensive has been horrible. I feel like the Hawks this year are the Cougs of any given year under Mike Leach. Okay. Where you go down, you're like, all right, just stall them. Maybe give up a field. If you give up a field goal, great, because we'll probably go down and score a touchdown. We have that many weapons. But that's become the expectation. Like, we'll give up 500 yards a game, but somehow Russ will come back and win it for us. So is this a trap game for the Hawks? And can Russ continue to cook at the same temperature he's been cooking?
It is not a trap game. Russ is going to cook. And I was actually talking to your friend, Brooke, about the Seahawks. It used to be they were defense, Carroll's defense, defense, defense. Now the tables have turned. They're just throwing the ball. Russ is cooking. They're scoring a lot. And I think that's going to be the same on Sunday. Russ is going to cook early. He's going to get four touchdowns. I got the Seahawks easily winning and moving on to 5-0.
All right. So let's recap. Raiders, Chiefs.
Whoa.
Hold on.
We got Chargers, Saints.
We got one more game, but let me recap the picks up to this point.
Okay.
So I'll take the Chiefs.
Don't be shortchanging J-Mo's Chargers.
I'll take the Chiefs too. So we both got the Chiefs. I'll take the Cards. Rams win. Pretty straightforward. I'll take your Niners too. So we're all in all, we're in the same boat. At this point, I don't see any NFC West team losing, or excuse me, what are we calling her? The six teams?
Western Standard Six.
Western Standard Six. I only see the Raiders going down to the Chiefs. That brings us to the Chargers versus the Saints. So far,
I feel like you're going to pick an upset here. That's why
I don't know if I can, but here's my thing. Hebert has been phenomenal. Like, he has been the highlight of the Chargers, but the Chargers have the same storyline year after year. Like, they cannot win a game in the first 8 weeks that's close. Like, they find a way to lose.
And then they always miss the playoffs by one or two games, or they get a bad playoff seed and they have to go on the road and play New England and they lose.
Exactly. So I don't think this dialogue, the storyline around the Chargers is any different from any year, but you have someone more exciting in Hebert than you did with Rivers. Like, you look at Rivers on the Colts, the guy can't move out of the pocket. Let's be honest. No one's like play action draws. At least you get some of that at Hebert. But similar with the Seahawks, the Chargers have like I said, 12 to 13 starters out. Mike Williams, you're throwing to a guy that was probably on the practice squad of an XFL team prior to the season, and he's now your number three receiver. They're playing the Saints. The Saints have been up and down this season. You got probably the oldest quarterback in the league in Breeze versus one of the younger ones. Is there any way, K-Win? Any way that Hebert gets his first win this week, Monday Night Football?
I don't think Hebert
in New Orleans
or Herbert gets his first win in New Orleans. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. But the Saints have been banged up. Last week, no Jared Cook, no Michael Thomas. They still put up 35 points. Kamara is going to go bonkers this week. And I got the Saints winning in a shootout. And I got the Chargers losing another game, unfortunately.
If you're like me, and you had the Chargers D, the pick six was nice last week.
Oh yeah.
You were happy, but then Brady puts up five TDs on you. You're dropped. Waiver wire. See ya. The Saints offense is pretty good, even without Thomas. Tre'Quan Smith, let's go into fantasy. How we doing with the WST?
WST podcast is 4-0. Since we're doing the show on Thursday, I don't know if I should give you waiver wires, because if you're playing in a league, all the players are already gone. So here's what I'm going to give you this week. You should play any quarterback that ever plays the Dallas Cowboys, because it's guaranteed points. You should trade high for Josh Allen. I don't think he is going to get any better. So if you have him, package it up, get rid of him, get those assets for
the playoffs. Time out. You're saying, so this was a big thing in my league. Josh Allen for Nick Chubb. If you're that guy and you just traded Josh Allen, you got Josh Allen, Nick Chubb gone, done. You already had Kareem Hunt. You're looking good. You're playing chess when everyone else is playing checkers. What do you do with Josh Allen? He's got Brady on the bench too. Let me give you that scenario.
Wow. This guy's great, GM.
This is Burns. Adam Burns. Wow. Montgomery Burns. Excellent.
Let's get Burns out on this podcast for a fantasy take.
He's been phenomenal. All right. So you're saying trade Josh Allen. Play anyone that's playing the Cowboys. Who did the Cowboys have this week?
I don't know, but take the opposing team's quarterback because he's going to put up points. And here's my last tidbit. Go on the waiver wire and just start picking up backup running backs and backup QBs, handcuffs, because people are going down fast with COVID, like Cam, Stephen Gilmore. We don't even know if these stars are going to make it through the season with injuries, because there was no preseason, there was limited OTAs, and there's COVID. So pick up some people, prepare and plan for the future.
All right, here's my thing. Let me give you my take. And on that same note, if you see a picture of Stephen Gilmore shaking hands with Mahomes, that might have been a little tidbit. Ooh. The trickle-down effect, they're going to run the ball potentially. I don't know if it's Chad Henne or Matt Cassel, who the backup is. But if that comes into play, you might want to get the Chiefs running backs. Damian Harris, third-round pick. Sony Michel, IR, see ya. That guy's going to come up big. Robert Tonyan, everyone watched as he grabbed three TDs. If you're in a TD-only league, that guy pushed you over the top. He's hot. His tight ends are hot this year. Like, play four tight ends if you can. And then D'Ernest Johnson.
Ooh, so, we picked him up. WSC Podcast League.
There we go. So Kareem Hunt's not every down back. He's a scat back. D'Ernest Johnson put up some good numbers in relief of Chubb, who is now out with MCL injury. Justin Jackson, to me, is another guy for the Chargers. I mean, you can't load the box like every team has. You can't play for the pass against the Chargers. You got to have a running. And after that putrid running attack that the Chargers had, they got to select someone. And I don't know if Joshua Kelly, after that fumble, is necessarily a bell cow. So Justin Jackson for the Chargers, for me, is a good pickup. It's getting a little bit later in the season. So if you got bench spots like K-Wen, pick up your running backs, pick up some guy on the practice squad. Looking at, I don't know if there's depth charts on ESPN, but you might want to pick up K-Wen too. He might be on the Chargers in no time.
Do you have IR in your league?
We do have IR. I feel
we
like
don't have there's it. Only, we need to add it.
There's only two IR spots, and like that's too little, I guess.
Yeah.
We got to get a COVID
spot. The Cowboys play the Giants, so pick up Daniel Jones. He's available because he's been god-awful this year. But he's going to be big this weekend. 30-burger, guaranteed. Hey, that's my lock, Daniel Jones.
And if you picked up Devontae Freeman, hoping he'd pick up big numbers, he had 33 yards on 11 carries. The guy is not in his prime yet. Big Ben and K-Win, this is your NFL Week 4 wrap. Week 5 looking forward, sponsored by 88 Acres, the Seed Bar. Continue to listen in. Shout out to everyone we got to shout out to. Adam Burns, we are going to bring you on.
Yes.
The czar right now. Because he, honestly, I played him last week. He put up 156.
Wow. You know, like Moneyball, I'm going to see if I can bring him into my front office.
He has OBJ. He had Kareem Hunt.
This guy's unbelievable. Does he have some algorithm that we don't know about?
He must. Like, he got dogged. Game over, Burns. He just gave the championship, giving away Nick Chubb for Josh Allen. Didn't happen. Burns is looking good. We'll bring Burns on next week. Big Ben and K-Wen. Week 4 wrap up. Week 5 looking forward. WSD podcast, WSD_podcast, wherever you get your social media. Instagram, Twitter, Kaywin, you're putting up just highlights. We'll come back next week with this NFL wrap up. We got some good interviews with Kyle Kendrick, my good friend.
Amazon. We're on Amazon Music now. So you can download, subscribe, and listen. We're also on iHeart, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbeam, Stitcher, and more. Everywhere you get your podcasts, WST, Western Standard Time, your West Coast source for sports.
The WS6?
Yes.
Is that right?
Western Standard 6.
Western Standard 6. I like it. All right. Big Ben and Kaywin, WST Podcast. Boom.